God's peace is always yours in Jesus. Hear the word of God from Ephesians 2, 8 through 10. For by grace are you saved through faith, and this not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Dear friends in Christ, and on this Sunday, especially our graduates, Kendra Schaefer and Rachel Versaman, we know that we are made for something great. Unlike everything else that God made, we humans were created in God's image, and then restored through Christ's blood into his perfect image again. Yet, God's plan for your life is not really about what job or career you choose, where you will live, or who you will one day marry. Those are big decisions. Yet, they are too small of a thing when compared to God's plan for your life. God has loved you back to himself, that he might use you to love the world back to himself. So it is too small of a thing for your life for you to be only about yourself. God has too much invested in you. Before the creation of the universe, he knew you, Jeremiah 1. Before you were born, he artistically knit you together in your mother's womb. And you are fearfully and wonderfully made, Psalm 139. You've got God's fingerprints all over you. Before you took your very first step, he adored you. Ephesians 1, God chose you in Christ before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. He raised you through loving parents, taught you through caring teachers, forgave you through gracious pastors. He cared for you with butchers and bakers and candlestick makers. He clothed you, sheltered you, fed you, defended you, blessed you, forgave you. He gave up heaven for you. He took on flesh and blood for you. He lived righteously for you. He suffered for you. He died for you. He rose for you. He ascended for you to prepare a place for you in his Father's mansion. He rules over all things for you. He intercedes continually to the Father for your forgiveness, and he's coming back again for you. And yet, you and I don't deserve any of it. For by grace are you saved. And grace means undeserved love. And you can never deserve undeserved love. God's love always seeks the good of others. He wants all to be loved and forgiven so they can flourish, living and enjoying never-ending life in relationship with him. This is the good life. This is the dream. This is the real adventure God wants for you. And God wasted no time giving you a relationship with him. Shortly after you were born, your life blossomed when the Lord used a pastor to pour water on your baby head in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And the God who can create universes with just a word and raises dead things back to life with just a word, declared in Galatians 3, you are all children of God through faith in Jesus. Okay, we get that. But the next verse says, for all of you who were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Can you even begin to grasp the length, width, height, and depth of God's love for you? And now that you're safely tucked under Jesus' saving wings, God has a plan for your flourishing. God not only wants to love you through all of your neighbors and their vocations, but he has given you countless neighbors that he wants you to love through your vocations. His ultimate plan for you is nothing less than this, that he has freed you from sin, death, grave, hell, and devil, blessed you with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms, and has blessed you in this life through countless people that you can never repay. parents, teachers, policemen, firemen, cooks, nurses, doctors, pastors, and all the people who have made you who you are, so that you're prepared to love the world Jesus loves and serve the world Jesus served in all of your vocations or stations in life that Jesus is planning to put you into. You are made for something great in Jesus. John 8, if the Son sets you free, you are free indeed. Jesus has freed you from God's law that condemned you. Romans 13, Christ is the end of the law. How? In two ways. Number one, he fulfilled it to give you his righteousness. Number two, he endured his punishment to forgive you. And in the end, why? That there may be righteousness for all who believe in him. But don't stop there. Jesus has freed you from all of the expectations that the world or you yourself place on you. The world has its own standards that it expects you to bow down to, and sadly, we often do, hoping that one day we can finally be somebody. We try so hard to follow the world's beliefs, replacing God's truths with all the cheesy ripoffs of this world's lies, believing that if we will just follow the world's standards, then we'll finally have identity and dignity, life and love. To be judged by something as insignificant as a salary is too small of a thing for the children of God. To be judged by things as shallow as a promotion is too small a thing for those who bear the image of God in Christ. For those redeemed by Christ the Crucified, to anguish for things so pathetically tiny as trophies or the number of social media followers or acceptance by a world that hates Jesus and knows nothing of Christ's love, that's too small of a thing for you, child of God. You are made for so much more. And you know that you are made for something great. How? Galatians 2 tells us so. I have been crucified with Christ, that's in baptism, and I, the sinner, the old man, no longer live. But Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me. You are remade into the image of God through Jesus' blood. Right now, God declares you as perfect in Christ, but that image will finally be fully restored when we go to heaven. You are here so God can accomplish his great act of loving and saving the world through ordinary people like you and me. God's MO is that he normally accomplishes extraordinary things through ordinary means. Luther calls us the mask of God. Behind the mask of our vocations, whether it is one of teacher, engineer, policeman, fireman, pastor, plumber, electrician, doctor, nurse, EMT, garbage man, father, mother, child, brother, sister, peer, or friend, behind all those masks of our vocations, God is loving and saving and caring to bring the world back to him. You know that you are made for something great. First, because you are the created artwork of God, and also because you're redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. As a result, you are free and safe in Jesus to venture into all sorts of adventures for Jesus. Since everything has been set right between you and God through Christ's forgiving blood, and because in Christ your eternity is secure, so even if you die in service to Jesus, death cannot hold you. The grave has no power over you. John 5, whoever believes in the Son already has eternal life and will not be condemned. He or she has already crossed over from death unto life. In fact, in Jesus, you have everything good going for you. What can anyone do to you? Even if you're persecuted for following Jesus, what that means is that even the world is telling you you belong to Jesus. What greater badge of honor could you have? In Hebrews 13, the Lord promises. Now, you're going to think I'm just being redundant, but this is actually what it says in the Greek. I will never, ever, 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 ever leave you or forsake you. And so we can confidently say, I will not be afraid, for the Lord is my helper. What can anyone do to me? Forget about following the world's standards to gain the world's acceptance. They don't have what you need. You have what they need. But if what you withhold, what you have in Christ from them, just to gain their love or friendship, then you are actually robbing them of what the Lord wants to give to them, the forgiveness of every sin they ever did wrong, never-ending life, and a vibrant relationship with their Savior. Our sin oftentimes is that Jesus wants to save our unbelieving friends more than we do. But God is sending you to love the world and everyone in it, not with a feeble, fickle, and fading love that affirms sinners in their sin and leaves them in their self-made prisons. By our silence, we tell them they don't need Jesus' forgiveness. They don't need a Savior. No, Jesus wants you to truly love everyone with the only love that can save them and set them free. The sin-forgiving, death-defeating, totally restorative love of Jesus. Why? Because that's what Jesus did for you. And it is too small of a thing for your life to be only about yourself. If all we do is follow the herd to gain our acceptance, identity, love, and dignity from the herd, we not only rob them of their salvation, but you also put yourself in danger of throwing away your salvation. And you are made for so much more than fitting in or following the herd. You are here to be a world changer for Jesus. You are made for so much more. For what? Ephesians 2. For by grace, God's undeserved love, are you saved through faith, and this not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's workmanship. The Greek word can mean artwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. You are made for something great, to forgive sinners with the same forgiveness you received, to love the world with the same love of Jesus you received, and to take as many people with you to heaven as possible. You are part of the world's greatest rescue ever, even greater than D-Day. Not convinced? 2 Corinthians 5. Christ's love compels us. For we are convinced that Christ died for all. No one is left out of Jesus' love. And he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves alone, but for him who died for them and was raised to life again. You are made for something great, and so much greater than living for yourself alone. Jesus' death and resurrection are your launching pad for loving the world back to God with the love of Jesus, a world that has, in many ways, given up hope that they could ever be loved or forgiven by God. But if we call it love just to remain silent so that we don't hurt anyone's feelings, you are robbing them of the love and forgiveness that are actually there for them. Forget about trying to meet their politically correct standards, because you're yearning for friendship, because you're yearning for their friendship. Make them friends of Jesus by forgiving their sins, and you will literally be best friends forever. Forget about chasing after the world's approval. You've got God's total approval in Jesus. And the truth is, they do too, but they don't know it. So rather than living your life trying to gain their acceptance or approval so that you can have a few more friends on earth for 50 or 60 years, love them with the love of Jesus, and you will gain friends for eternity. You will never satisfy your thirst for greatness, meaning, purpose, value, or significance with the world's rewards. This world cannot give you true peace, lasting love, or real life. But God can, and He has. Jeremiah 29:11. These are the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Plans to totally restore you. Plans to give you hope and a future. The truth is, not everybody gets to be a CEO of a Fortune 500 company. Not everyone gets to be an astronaut. Not everyone gets to be a movie star, rock star, sports hero, or TikTok influencer. But guess what? In God's eyes, it doesn't matter. He sees things differently. Those things we place so much emphasis on are too small for you, child of God. You are made for something greater, to be part of the greatest rescue the world has ever known. To rescue the lost from the tyrannizing devil and set them free. And when you grasp this high calling that God has for you in Christ, your life will flourish beyond your wildest dreams. Whether you're the world's greatest musician or simply drawing blood to keep someone alive long enough to repent and hear that they are forgiven in Jesus, this is your high calling. You and I are totally forgiven and totally restored to God in Christ. So now what? Now we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works which God prepared in advance for us to do. You are God's workmanship, His artwork, His masterpiece, His redeemed child. For what purpose? To do those good deeds that God has prepared in advance for you to accomplish as He loves your neighbors through you. And if God has already prepared these works in advance for you to do, you don't need to worry about your 5-year or 10-year plans. God has it all under control. And He couldn't care less about what that pays in earthly terms or what worldly honors it may bring you. He cares about the whole world knowing that they are loved, forgiven, and saved by Jesus, so He can give His entire kingdom and all of His riches to everyone. God sees no difference between the brain surgeon and the janitor, who are both saved by grace through faith in Jesus, because He wants to use both of them and all of us to love the world back to Himself. Make no mistake about it. Whatever occupation you find yourself in, these are the good works God has prepared in advance for you to do. For it is through our human mask, all those vocations we hold, whether it's a father or a mother, a bus driver or a carpenter, a doctor or a garbage collector, that with our hands and feet and voices, that God is using Christians to know the love of Jesus. No matter how silly your job may rank in importance in this world, even if nobody else notices you, even if you never feel appreciated, God knows, God appreciates, God loves what you're doing. And He wants you to know that this is the divine work. This is a divine work you are doing. And it is too small of a thing for you to do anything less than God's divine work of love through you. Rachel Kendra, you are God's workmanship created in Christ Jesus. You are His dearly loved, blood-bought, raised-to-die-no-more child. Here, at this time and place in the history of the world, by God's set purpose and foreknowledge to fulfill your particular vocations through which God will love your neighbors back to Him. Now do you understand how important you are? Jesus says, these are the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans to totally restore you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. May you flourish in Jesus' love and by the lives you touch with Jesus' love.